it's a fantastic project. It's a great location. But, you know, one has to ask themselves, you know, it was a $9 million project. It went over by $4 million. And somehow, you know, it's unfortunate that they're making the, you know, affordable housing community kind of pay for their mistakes by pulling out 31 of the 39 affordable housing units. I just think that's, A, it's unfair. B, it's not what the community supported by pulling it out. And I think the most important thing is that, you know, we desperately needed these affordable housing units in our community. And just to top it all off, they've done it just prior to Christmas, for heaven's sakes, when it was good, there was going to be a grand opening. Everybody was happy, absolutely happy about this. And then the province, because they overran the budget by $4 million, are making the affordable housing community pay for it by taking 31 of the 39 units away from them. It's just, it's bad optics, bad taste, and I don't think it's in the best interest of the affordable housing community, and it's certainly not in the best interest of Williams Lake.
And in terms of the parking and tax concessions council granted earlier, could that be at all revoked?
Well, I supported it because I thought it was an absolutely fantastic location. It would help rejuvenate the downtown core. It was good for that location. We gave, you know, we compromised on it as well. The city gave up part of its parking lot as concessions as well. We reduced some of the standards for parking stuff, knowing full well that it was going to be affordable housing. You know, we told the neighborhood that. And then, you know, they did a bait and switch at the province and literally took away 31 major affordable housing units in our downtown core where the community came out and supported it. I don't think the community is very happy with what the BC Housing has done. I think that the premier should do the right thing and turn around and say, you know what, we made a mistake. The full 39 units are going to be for affordable housing, and it's going to stay that way. And if they don't do that, we're going to ask them to bill us another 39 somewhere else in the downtown core.
And I saw they're already accepting applications for this building. So is this too late, what you're asking then?
We just found out about this. Like, this is kind of shocking, actually, to tell you the truth. I'm actually a little stunned. It's like the whole community came out and supported this entire project. This is a good location. We talked about it. We all came to a compromise to make sure that this was the right location. And then at the end of the day, what do? They pull out 31, you know, almost 80% of the affordable housing units they pull out. I would be a little embarrassed if I was the minister responsible for this particular project, this housing, because what they're saying is that it's too good of a project to be putting basically, you know, affordable housing tenants in there. I think that's bad. I just think it's bad. I don't know. I don't know what the province is thinking. This is Christmas time. People are starting to finalize things, getting ready to move in there, and then the province goes and pulls one of these tricks on our, you know, affordable housing community members. I think it's just terrible, just terrible.
And of course, that just with your position, could this be at all a conflict of interest?
Not at all. In actual fact, what they've done only solidifies and puts more pressure on the market. That's why I totally support and endorse the 39 units of affordable housing in the downtown core. One, because it was a great project for that location. It'll enhance and rejuvenate the area. Two, it made more sense to have it in that location because people could walk into that downtown core and make it more active and more lively. And the third thing is that it was subsidized by BC Housing. It made complete sense in that particular location. What they didn't tell us was that if it went over budget, that they were going to turn it into net profit orientation, which is wrong, and that's why I'm opposed to it. I spoke for the project. I thought it was a great location. I think the affordable housing guys are getting ripped off right now, and that's why I'm standing up for them, because I think it's wrong what the province is doing. So if it's happening in Williams Lake, I could bet you it's happening in other communities as well.